So tell me a little bit about the new setup for this season.
Last year, opening on July 4th weekend, we really didn't have time to think about anything but opening the doors and getting some butts in the seats and serving them some really good food. So this past winter, we were closed, and we used that time to brainstorm what we really wanted it to look like. If we had had the time last year, what would we have done? What would the restaurant look like? We wanted it to have an identity that's clear from the moment you walk in the door till the moment your check is set down and you leave the restaurant. So this year we really had time to concentrate on the details, and I think our personality does shine through. So a lot of the changes that you'll see, the paint colors, the art installation on the walls, even down to the menu design, all happened because, you know, we had time to bring it to life.
Carly really just, she has like the perfect mindset for the restaurant. She just kind of comes in here and lets, like she said, lets her personality kind of take over, and it works. Like, people seem to love her and love the restaurant. It just works. You can really come here and just be relaxed, and you kind of, what you see is what you get, you know?
So Carly contributes the personality. So what do you contribute?
The labor. Yeah, I do a little bit of the cooking, and I'm behind the bar sometimes, and some of the back of the house, behind the scenes stuff.
And tell me about the farm that that you guys are building at home.
So it's basically, we live on a property near Frankfort, Delaware, and her dad owns the property, and it has 26 acres, around five are cleared. And basically, we're just going to do it's a glorified garden, really. It's going to be tomatoes, cucumbers, squash, zucchini. And we're going to do some mint, basil, cilantro, just some basic herbs that we use every day. And the goal was just to, I've always had a garden growing up, and after going to the University of Delaware and studying plant science, you know, and kind of really just have a real interest in it, it just seemed obvious if we had that land to just try and, you know, put it to use and let our menu kind of work around what's coming out of the garden.
I'm sure you guys are really busy, you know, not only with the restaurant, but also with, you know, the farming. So how does that work together? How do you budget your timing?
Well, it's kind of a fine line between doing too much. I actually have a painting business, too. So we do that. I have a painting business, and then we have the restaurant, and then we're trying to do the farm as well. Right now, there's not that much that needs to be done with the farm. We have about another 2 or 3 weeks before we can really start planting some of our vegetables that we're going to use in the summer. So right now we have lettuce and peas and spinach and microgreens in the garden. But besides that, it's really just tilling and making sure the soil's getting soil tests done and doing like the basic stuff. So it hasn't really come into full effect, and we're hoping that once by the time it is time to be doing that stuff, we'll be able to have a little more staff in the restaurant, and I can sneak away for a few hours in the morning, get the watering done, get the stuff I need done at the farm, and then come in here.
And tell me about how some of the produce is going to be integrating to some of the meals that you'll be serving.
Oh, I would love to do that. Well, we, as Scott said, we're growing a bunch of herbs, and we have a One Coastal Mojito. So right now we do use a local produce company. They get all of the fruits, vegetables, and herbs as close as they can get them, that they have the best flavor. So we're getting our produce through them right now. We get our mint, cilantro, basil, all of that. But in the summer, we'll be using our mint for our One Coastal Mojito. We do a really nice caprese salad. So we will have our local tomatoes, our local basil. We make our own balsamic glaze. We have a wildflower area in the back of the property. So all the flowers will be sourced from our house. And it's neat because our house is there too. So we feel like we're just walking out to the garden, picking stuff and coming to a restaurant that happens to serve a lot of people in one day. So it's a neat thing.
And even last summer, we tried to do that too. We didn't have our own garden last summer because it was just too intimidating to take on the extra work. But Sunday afternoons was kind of our day to sneak away from the restaurant and take a couple hours to just be and not be in here. And most of the time we ended up going to farmer markets, not farmers markets, but just farm stands like McGee Farms. We'd go over there, grab a few things, and right down the road you'd bump into another farm stand, stop there and grab a few things. And it's just kind of nice. There's so many opportunities around here. I mean, that's what this area has been known for forever. I mean, it's an agricultural community at heart. It's got a beach, luckily, so that's what drives it. But that's what it is at heart, you know?